Blog Talk Radio.
This is a day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is a day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will enter in his gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. We will enter in his courts with praise. We will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice, for he hath made us glad. He has made us glad. He has made us glad. We will rejoice, for he has made us glad. He has made us glad. He has made us glad. We will rejoice, for he has made us glad. We will rejoice, for he has made us glad. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. Bless the name of Jesus. Good morning. Good morning, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Our partners, our brothers, our sisters, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, visitors, lottie, dottie, everybody. Good morning. Amen. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. I am Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. Amen. We want to welcome all of our first timers. If this is your first time with us, well, you came on a good day. Because any day the Lord is making is a good day. Amen. Glory be to God. On our Praise Wednesday. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the day that we set aside so that we can just share with one another our testimonies, our word of praise, our word of victory, you know, anything. Amen. The Lord has placed on your heart. Amen. And so this is that day. Amen. Glory be to God. So we want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Yes, we do. He said 7 days. Yep, 7 days. Don't y'all take a day off? No, we don't take no days off. Well, guess what? The Lord ain't taking no day off with us. That's how I look at it. Shoot. God's not taking no day. Please don't take no day off. Wait a minute, y'all. Let's get a little bit more personal. God, don't even take an hour. Father God, don't take a moment. Don't blink your eye when you're looking at me. Beloved, we don't even want the Lord to blink his eye. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. All right. We pray that everybody is excited. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because the Lord did it, saints. He brought us through one more day. What about tomorrow? Don't worry about tomorrow. Let's see if we can get through this day. How are we going to get through this day? One step at a time. Just one step. Take one step and take one more. Take one step and take one more. That's how we're going to get through this day. Amen. With the Lord keeping us. Amen. And the Lord watching over us. And so we're very, 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 very grateful to the Lord for that. All right. We want to begin our services on today. Amen. With one of those creative readings from our sister Thurman. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We congratulate her first book. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I'll let her share her own testimony, but I'm enjoying my copy of the book. Now, y'all might want to wait till y'all get to the Christmas dinner and get y'all's. I don't know. It's up to you, because Lord's willing, she's going to have a stack of them there, and you'll be able to purchase them at that time. I wasn't waiting till nobody's Christmas dinner, because every day my Christmas dinner, every day I sit down and eat dinner is my Christmas dinner, because I come in the spirit of Christmas. Y'all like me. Hey, but it's called Your Leading Lady is Death. And I'm telling you, amen, I am. So, you know what, I've just been reading it like line by line, soaking it in, and trying to go deeper with it, not just like, you know, like I see the words, it's not easy living in this state of mind. So I read that in her book, but it's taken me a while, because then I go deeper. I try to say, Lord, anoint me to go deeper into what this sister is saying and where she's at. And I'm telling you, it's awesome. It's not easy living in this state of mind. That's just one of the states. That's just one of the things. The whole book is awesome. If you don't have your book, I don't know what you're waiting for. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. She's coming to us this morning, amen, to share with us. Amen. One of her creative readings. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. So, and then if you have a testimony that you want to share with us today, something you want to share with us, just hit the number one button. Amen. It'll put you in queue. Amen. And we'll know that there's somebody's waiting to speak. Amen. We bless the Lord. Sister Thurman, are you there?
Yes. Good morning, Pastor. And everyone
good morning.
On the line this morning, giving honor to God. Thank you for the words, kind words for my book. This morning, before we got on the prayer line at 5, I know that it was a Praise Wednesday, and I was thinking about you, Pastor, and, you know, sometimes you just want to give people their flowers while they can smell them, just to give honor to people that are dear to you. And you already know that I wrote a poem for you and your family, and I asked you, for permission to read it today, and you told me yes. So I'm going to read this poem in honor of not only Pastor, but of her mom, Pastor Westfield, of Pastor Bradford, and Pastor Erica Bradford, called "The Sanctified Village." And then the other poem, because I usually read two, is to give praise to God, which is called You Are, because without him, we wouldn't even have Praise Wednesday. But here is the Sanctified Village for these three powerhouse young ladies. There is a kindred spirit in this village where they live. A sacred association with faithful honor that they give. Distinguished guide, the mother, what a wonderful job she's done. Her life, a conquest over sin. Her work for the only begotten son. She gave her life exclusively to live in Jesus' name. And in her faithful culture, taught them to do the same. To decorate and elevate them in that village land, she taught them how to recognize God's holy and righteous plan. So highly regarded was she in her worship and her praise. The villagers would flock to her. They wanted also to be saved. So she preached the word. She stood her course, yet knowledgeable in faith. Distinction in her voice, bold and strong and true and tried, yet kind and gentle and adorned with gospel pride. Oh, that tribe that's in her village sees her beauty and her love. So much charm and grace and compassion, it can only come from up above. Through the blessings of this queen's lineage, as the years went creeping by, the well-versed teaching of our sweet Lord on their, her, one, her young one's ears did lie. They perceived on her discovery of an everlasting life, a promise oh so rewarding, a prize that was just right. They hungered and they thirsted to see that decorated mighty throne, the one that's in heaven that Jesus sits upon. But the plan for these young villagers to go alone, to have to tell everyone they meet about the saving Son, about God's beauty and his holiness, the vision to behold, to walk the streets with Jesus on the pavement made of gold. So down here, there'll be a witness and tell us all not to sin, and about the trophy waiting of the village victory to win. No, the village don't stop there. It's growing every day. The culture, it is changing. So many have gone astray. The need in every household, Lord, we need you the most. To hold on to our village tight, have mercy, keep us close. Out of the village came three others who will usher you just right. You'll hear them praise and worship. They will invite you in. These thoughtful, courteous village queens will help you discover about his glory. Each way so new and different, but still the holy story, a witness, a shepherdess, an evangelist, from kindred spirits on a life's journey chosen for a time such as this. They're daring, brave, and forward. Yes, warriors for the Lord. Their outward look and their visions are backed up by his word. Prove our life, make it better while we wait. So new villagers, let's worship him. New life will be our fate. And this comes from the thought that it takes a village to raise a child. And the witness is Sister Nancy. The shepherdess is our pastor. And the evangelist is Sister Erica. And of course, the village queen is Pastor Westville. We love you, ladies, so much, and we thank you, because it's from your lineage that we're growing in grace. Hallelujah. Bless y'all. Now, the praise, hallelujah, is for God, and this one is called You Are, and I wrote this right out of my sleep. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are the lifter of my head. You are the key. You are the keeper of my soul, the keeper of my heart, the ruler of my righteousness, the taste of my devotion, the sweetness of my salvation, the joy of my dedication, the way of my hope, the spring of my anointing, the breath of my goodness and mercy. You are the excellence of creation. You're the way beyond imagination. You're the infinity of magnificence. You're the call of power. You're the beginning of forevermore. You're the glow of the inevitable. You're the rainbow of promise. You're the steps of successfulness. You're the proof of love. You're thankfulness of our souls. You're helpfulness for the hopeless. You're the explanation of humanity. You're the illuminating breath of life. You're the exalted majesty. You're paradise calling. You're the greatest expectation. You're the jewel of ecstasy. You're the song in the hallelujah. King of kings, king over king, lamb of perfection, emperor of truth, ultimate glory. My Lord Jesus, you're everything to me. Amen. Peace and grace be with you.
Amen. 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 Grace and peace be multiplied. Amen. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are, you are. Amen. You are, my God. You are. We want to thank God, amen, for your gifts. We want to thank God for your creativity, the beauty in your writing. And, you know, this the Sanctified Village is such a beautiful piece. And our next committee meeting that we're going to be having for our event, I was going to mention to you which one of your poems that you want to put in the Souvenir Journal. And but I don't know, since you gave me the Sanctified Village, I think that one definitely got to be in there, because we're celebrating, you know, 11 years, and I just think that one definitely. I think the Lord answered my prayer on that, but we'll talk some more. But we want to thank God for the witness, for the shepherdess, for the evangelist, and for the village queen. Amen. And beloved, amen. We don't know if you really followed what she said. It was just so awesome. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just so awesome. Amen. Because really, this ministry is really, you know, that was just divinely put together. That's all I want to say on that. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. And keep writing. Amen. I'm very, very proud of you. I am very, very proud of you. I'm just proud. Amen. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God that you did it. Amen. You got that book out there. We decree and we declare, yes, Father God, that her book will be a number one bestseller. Father God, we decree and we declare that she will have the connections, the exposure, whatever she needs to take her book to the top. Whatever needs to take place for that to happen. Father God, we ask that you would do it right now, and we bind every spirit of retaliation that will come to interfere and prohibit her. Father God, in Jesus' name, we say amen and amen. Amen. Thank you for those two good.
Yes, I just wanted to give out my phone number for those that want to get the book.
Okay.
Because everything is set up and ready, you know, that I am going to go on social media. I'm working on that now. So my phone number is 267-230-5254 if you want to purchase the book. Because even though this title is Your Leading Lady is Death, it is a love story in poems, and it reads as a book, even though they're poems. And it's a tribute, and God gave me approval to write it. And I'm giving all the glory to him, because half of the things that I write, I read it again and I'm saying, oh, this is you. And I give all glory to him. So I'm very grateful. I'm very humble and I'm very grateful. And all the glory goes back to him. So my number again is 267-230-5254. Get my book. I'm sure that it will inspire you, even if you're going through something that God will pull you through, and he'll show you the way to go, because he is the answer to anything. Hope for today and tomorrow. Peace and grace.
Grace and peace be multiplied. Amen. That's what we prayed on this morning. Amen. Hope for today and hope for tomorrow. Amen. We blessed be the name of the Lord. I prophesy, amen, hallelujah, that not only will Sister Joanne Thurman have another book, two more books next year, there's two other people in this ministry, amen. You're coming forth with your books next year. You're coming forth with your book. Your book will be published. Two other people. We're not talking about the two of them. Minimum. We know that you're having a minimum of two more books, Sister Joanne Thurman, but there's two other people that's going to release a book in 2022. Amen. And so we want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to say, yeah, these are peeps. Amen. And to God be praised. Amen. Thank you for sharing. You are. And my stuff, amen. My gift, amen, the Sanctified Village. Amen. Thank you. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Amen and amen. That was Sister Joanne Thurman. Okay, she gave out her number. Don't be afraid to call 267-230-5254. All right, get your book. Amen. Get your book. Get a couple books. It's Christmas time. People love poetry. That's a beautiful Christmas gift. A stocking stuffer, however you want to do it. Put your order in. Amen. Glory. Get 10 books, 20 books. Give them out. Glory be to God. And to God, I was talking to the Lord yesterday. I said, Lord, but if you bless this ministry with the money and what we're putting together for all of our ministry partners, all the beautiful things we're putting together to bless you on the 19th, I said, I would love to have a copy of Sister Joanne's book in everybody's bag. Just talking to the Lord, you know, me and the Lord, we talk, amen. And so we bless the Lord. All right, amen. And we give God the praise. Let me say this as we open up the line. So y'all know I do, y'all know I'm a licensed life insurance agent, health insurance agent. I don't really work it because ministry is my first priority, but it is annual enrollment period. And so that cuts off on the 7th of December. So, you know, so I've been working maybe 2 days a week and giving it all I had, you know, and trying to, you know, take advantage to bless some people and reach there. So yesterday I had an appointment. I had about 7 or 8 people lined up. Glory be to God. And I started 10 o'clock that morning. And I, you know, and it was more like ministry. It wasn't even work. I just went there and we just sat and talked about everything but Medicare, actually. But they needed the ministry. They needed the ministry. They needed to talk to a pastor. I talked with these people. I prayed with these people. It was beautiful. Beloved, let me tell you something. I came home with about 2 applications, 3 applications, whatever. Amen. But let me tell you, one lady blessed me with 7 outfits. Boy, this is that, oh my God, the kind of stuff you can't find in Macy's. You can't even find the kind of stuff she blessed me with. And they all fit. Glory be. She said, can I please give this to you? 7 outfits. I said, well, you look at God. And didn't we teach yesterday on goodness? We taught yesterday on goodness, on being a giver. And here it is, that same day, somebody had given them to me. And that's what we asked God to do, too. Then we asked God to touch somebody's heart. Hallelujah. And this means so much to me. It means so much to me. Good shape. I mean, unique stuff. It's just like beautiful. I came home with a shopping bag, a brown shopping bag with 7 outfits. Amen. Because I went out to do ministry. Amen. I look for an opportunity to serve. What do you need to talk about? Let us pray. I don't care if they take the Medicare or not. I really don't, because I'm doing ministry. Amen. And when you seek first the kingdom of God, God got a way of blessing you. So I just wanted to throw that testimony in there. I got my 7 outfits. Merry Christmas to me. Amen. Hallelujah. That's just one of my many testimonies. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Amen. We see a couple of people in queue this morning. Amen. Let's continue rocking the praise. Amen. Giving it up to Jesus on this morning. God bless you. And the floor is open. The floor is open.
Well, praise God.
Praise Him.
I wanted to allow who else was there.
No, I'm opening for the lines one at a time.
Okay. Well, praise God, my pastor, and much love and respect to my family, my church family. Oh, my God, Miss Joe. And, you know, Miss Joe, I wrote my song. I have a song that I wrote. It's pretty much about me stepping into my testimony. And I was going to dedicate it to you and have you make a poem that is just dressing up the ministries from the beginning to where we are now and pushing us right on into the future. But what I wanted to share today, I shared part on Tuesday with Minister Norwood. And ladies and gentlemen, God is just doing so many good things to me. And when I was taking up Bible life at the Deliverance Bible School, one of the things that I learned there was when you are doing God's work, that devil gets persistent in terms of trying to get in your way. And I'm just thanking God that in those 3 years of being in that Bible school, it kind of helped me to ward off not only the devil, but all his demonic forces. Because every day it seems like there's something just keep coming at me to just try to turn me around. But I thank God he has got me in such a good place that I ain't being turned around anymore. So thank you, Jesus. And I'd like to share with everyone today, sing praise to God. Our Daily Bread on Monday, November the 8th. Sing praise to God. Give praise to the Lord. Proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. And that's 1 Chronicles 16:8. And I'm just reading very briefly a little bit from the Daily Bread. And then if I would like to close with scripture. Excuse me. Yes, okay. I'm so sorry. Okay. Many liberated to sing wholeheartedly before God, offering hearts, souls, bodies, and minds to him. As I think back to the decades later, I'm reminded of the pure wonder of joy, of praising God. The pure wonder and joy of praising God. May we too give ourselves fully to worshiping God by pouring out our praise and adornment. Creative God, we worship you. Creative God, we proclaim your name above all others. You are worthy to be praised. We worship you. And I would like to just close with just reading 1 Chronicles 16:8-16:15. And it speaks, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name, Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments pronounced. O descendants of Israel, his servant, O sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgment are in all the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, his judgment is in all the earth. And sometimes we may feel that we are alone. But in today's Daily Bread, it states you are not alone. And as Elijah learned, while serving God, we don't serve alone. As God brings help, we will serve together. So, Father, thank you. And dear God, others are with me as we joyfully serve. And remember, he spoke to Moses, and he said, I will be with you. As with Moses, he is with each and every one of us. So, Pastor, thank you for allowing me to share, for just sharing me, keeping me anchored in the word. For these demons, they will not penetrate all that you have done and will do. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you and back to you.
Amen, amen. Thank you for sharing, Brother Reed. Amen. To God be praised. Amen. And we heard you loud and clear when you said, and you're not going to be turned around no more. Amen. That was powerful. It was awesome. Amen. Glory be to God. We touch in and we agree with you. And you, the only turning you're going to do, amen, is in the Lord's direction more and more and more. Amen. If you turn, you're turning in the right direction. You will not turn in the wrong direction. Amen. And we didn't know that you did 3 years of a Bible school. Amen. We find out something about each other more and more as we spend time together. Amen. So that's a beautiful thing. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you, brother. Amen. Be encouraged. And we appreciate you, you know what I mean, for being in the forefront. You know, a lot of men, you know, would have a problem with that. You know what I mean? You know, with a female pastor, amen, most of them don't want to hear from no women. They don't want to hear from no woman. And we already know that. But you know what I mean? But your humility, amen, and knowing that God is God and taking nothing from your manhood, matter of fact, adding to it, amen. So we bless you, brother. Amen. Be encouraged. And thank you. And have a wonderful day. We love you in the name of the Lord.
And we love you. And Pastor, I don't know what men you are speaking of, but when there are powerful women like yourself, we all will be yelling and lifting one another up. So I'm just speaking for the men that I know. If you are righteous, powerful, and know how to stewardship, you will be lifted up, and we thank you for that.
Amen. Blessings. All right. Bless the Lord. Amen. We have somebody else in queue this morning. Let's open up the lines. All right. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Yes.
Hello.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Bless Jesus.
Yes.
How you
doing,
Sister Gwen?
Bless him. Praise him. Honor him. Glorify
Amen.
Him. And my word for this morning, first starting out, just thanking God for what I heard from 5 o'clock this morning unto right now in the master's name of Jesus. God is so good, and the word I want to use this morning is excited, and I am excited. I am excited for everything that's been going on around me, just being still like God said, and he'll show me great and mighty things that I knew not of. So, Lord, I'm thanking you this morning as I heard Sister Joanne and Brother Tyrone and pastor and so many other things, and I'm being thankful and excited with the Christmas celebrations that is going on. I've been praying and thinking about that and asking other people. I'm excited. My grandson, 27 years old, getting married. He is saved. His fiance is saved. I am excited about that. Yesterday, the 9th of November, my son been out of prison for 4 years. I'm thanking God for that. Sister Thurman, he's writing his book. Matter of fact, he was kneeling down reading it. I thought it was a regular book because he has a beautiful handwriting and penmanship. And I didn't even realize he was reading that to me, the book that he's writing. And I know I wanted to write a book, me and him together. And I know my theme of the book would have been called A Cry of a Mother. And I know years ago people told me, too, that I'm a good writer and I like to write, and which I did because I used to write poetry and write obituaries or whatever the Lord had me to write. And I'm just excited about everything. So much is going on. My youngest daughter, I know she's been saved, and now she's being delivered. And every time I hear her, she's speaking about the word of God and hallelujah, Jesus, and oh, the prayer line itself, and just seeing you, Reverend Bradford, on the prayer line, and all that Sister Thurman was speaking on about Erica. And I just love her so much. And I was telling my young family about her, and your sister Nancy. It just goes on and on and on and on like a energizer. I just thank God for my husband. How he's committed and is faithful to our God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So all around me, what I'm saying is I'm just excited about everything. God is just so good. And I always say that mean old devil, he can't come too close to us, because one thing I always think about, and sometimes it builds me up, I say, he got thrown out of heaven himself, so how can he tell me anything? So I know the word of God, and I know if somebody come with me with different kind of things, whatever, I know God puts in our spirit whose report we're going to believe. And finally, brothers, think on these things, and things that is honest and true, that is lovely, and things of a good people. It just go on and on and on. So I'm just telling the prayer line, anybody to get on or get off. I just love you guys, and I've never seen so dedicated people like these people that I've been talking to, and I just love y'all. I'm filled up so I can go on and on. But God is good, and everybody just keep on doing what God has us to do, especially these last and evil days. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Bless the Lord, Sister Gwen. Amen. That's a, you just full of joy and laughter. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to bless God. Amen. For you, you bring so much energy. Amen. To the environment. Amen. We want to thank God for you sharing your love. Amen. Not keeping it in yourself. Amen. Trying to contain it. It's too much to contain. Amen. And we want to know, you to know that we love you back. Amen. We love you back. Amen. And we thank God for you and your husband and your family. Amen. And all that the Lord is doing. Amen. And all that we expect God to do. Amen. So thank God for you. Amen. And thank you for sharing. Amen. We bless God. Amen.
Thank
Have
you.
A beautiful day. Amen.
Okay, everybody.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Our sister Gwendolyn, amen, has agreed to serve as our lovely mistress of ceremony for our Christmas dinner. Amen. And we are looking forward to that. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and all of the honor. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right. Let me see. I don't see anybody else in queue. Amen. We got time for one more. Amen. Just hit the number one, and we will let you in. Amen. We are finalizing our program for our Christmas dinner. Really not that much to do. Amen. I'm going to be talking to the photographer today, Lord's willing, and we got to get that souvenir journal. We're working on a souvenir journal to have that to Erica by the end of the month, with all the ads and poems and businesses and whatever is going to be in there. And hopefully you guys are telling people about it. Amen. You don't have to wait for the ticket to tell nobody about it. Get them before the holiday. Get them before the holiday. But tuck their money away. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm going to ask Brother Reed to help me. Glory be to God. And we'll come around and whatever the tickets you've sold, glory be to God, we'll pick that up and give you your tickets to give to the people so they trust you. You're talking to family and friends. You don't have to give somebody a ticket to get $50. I mean, come on. If they give whatever you're going to give me, you know what I mean? Give me half. I'll pay the other half. Whatever they're going to do, amen. They don't need no ticket. So please don't let that be an excuse. I have the tickets on me. Amen. And we bless the Lord. All right. So if that's all the testimonies of the day, amen, that was a lot. Amen. The beautiful two poems coming from our sister Thurman, celebrating her and the new release of her book. Amen. I'm just excited. I'm excited. Amen. Hallelujah. And our sister Gwendolyn, amen. Our brother, amen, Tyrone, amen. And each and every one of you. And my seven outfits. I can't believe I came home with seven outfits. The number seven. Come on now. Let me stop. I'll start preaching. The number seven. Amen. And so we bless God. All right, saints. It's going to be a beautiful day today. It's y'all better get out there and get a little bit of that sunshine for the weather change. Not unless you like cold. Now, I know some people, they like cold. I'm a September baby. I like neutral. I don't like to be too hot. And I don't like to be too cold. Of course, we take whatever the Lord sends. Amen. We take whatever the Lord sends. So we blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. So, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So, hallelujah. So, I just want to bless God. Amen. So, on the prayer petition last night, I was talking to Sister Valerie. I said, Sister Valerie, I said, I'm just getting in. I said, I don't know. Let me put my prayer petition in right now for the 9 o'clock call in case you don't hear me, because Pastor going to be sleep, because y'all know I get up 3 o'clock in the morning. So I really try to be in bed by 10, but I've been in bed by 9. You know, I give me at least 5 hours worth of sleep. So I said, well, you know, let's pray for our event coming up on the 19th. I said, let's just pray that nobody comes in here with COVID. But then the Holy Spirit told me to quit it. I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me and say, quit it. The Lord said, he ordained this event. We prayed for a venue. We didn't. And we stumbled across the place to have it. Because I was invited there and I wasn't even going to go. I only went to this place because my daughter was praise dancing. And she's going to be praise dancing for us at our event. And that's the only reason I pressed, was I really tried to be supportive. And I stumbled. Soon as I walked in the door, before I even saw the ballroom, the Lord said, this is the place for your event. God said, I ordained this event. So why would he ordain an event and put us in danger? So the Holy Spirit told me to quit it. So that's exactly what it is. Glory be to God. The place is spacious. We're not going to be crowded up on one another. It's a huge ballroom. I don't know if y'all ever been there. The food, the place is clean, sanitized. You don't serve yourself. They're going to serve you. Glory be to God. All I know is God has ordained this event. That's good enough for me. Amen. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and all the honor. Okay. We will be... Prayer line's going to be open at 12 o'clock. I normally try to do Wednesdays. I can't do Wednesday today. I'm going to pray that I ask somebody to do the prayer call today. Amen. I pray that they're available. If not, y'all know how we roll. The lines will be open. Amen. Sister Aquanetta and Sister Brenda rocked it out last Wednesday. They don't know I was on the line. I was on the line, but I couldn't talk because I was moving around. I was trying to get ready for an appointment. I couldn't talk, but I was listening. But they rocked it. They didn't even know they was the host. I've never seen Sister Aquanetta and Sister Brenda Murray in such a raw form. I said, you know what? I said, y'all true colors. I said, it ain't going to be but a minute. It ain't going to be but a minute. Y'all going to take your rightful place. They rocked it out. Oh, I wish I had recorded that one. Well, I can't record without their knowledge, but I recorded in my mind. It was beautiful. Amen. So we'll be there at 12 o'clock today, saints, and then back tonight at 8 p.m. for Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. Bring your Bibles. Bring your notebooks. Bring a friend. Amen, in Jesus' name. Thank you for sharing, Brother Tyrone, Sister Gwendolyn, Sister Joanne. Amen, and all of you. Amen, glory be to God. Thank you. Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow morning, continuing our teaching on the fruit of the Spirit. Tomorrow we want to talk about faith. Okay, tomorrow we want to get to faith. We did long-suffering. We did goodness. Amen, now we want to move into faith. Lord's willing, in Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you for this service. Thank you for your lovely sons and daughters, Father. We thank you for this ministry, Father God. And some people belong to other churches and whatever. Some may not even have a church or some, whatever. It don't even make a difference, Father God. We're here and we're just celebrating this moment and this time. And we don't know how long it's going to last, but we ask that you would put an extension to it because it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful how we come together and love and loving one another and expressing love and joy and kindness and gratitude. Father God, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I agree with Sister Gwendolyn how you have put such a special group of people together. Everybody is so unique. Everybody is so gifted. Everybody brings something to the table. Father, we just say thank you. Thank you. Continue to bless this family and spectacular. Well, you're already blessing us. The blessings are already sprouting out. And so we ask that that will continue to abound, Father, in Jesus' name. Meet every need, Father. Whatever it is, mental, physical, financial, spiritual, whatever. We ask that you would meet it. Amen, in Jesus' name. Father, as we go forward today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow, accidents, incidents, and calamities. No plague will come nigh our dwelling. We thank you that we are unable to be touched by evil. And we thank you for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and add no sorrow to it. Bless our 12 o'clock prayer altar, Father God. Inasmuch as all those mothers that I spoke to yesterday isolated, they said they're going to be more than happy to start calling in because they're just sitting around the house. They haven't even been to church. And they were so blessed that I was able to share the prayer call number with them, Father. Father, we say thank you. And as they call in, help somebody to be there to greet them, Father. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. Meet us at the 8 o'clock Bible study, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we just say thank you for this day and everything in it. In Jesus' name. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We seal this prayer in Jesus' name. And may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable. In thy sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen, beloved. Amen. And may the Lord, amen, bless you and keep you and smile upon, make his face shine on you, be gracious to you, and amen, turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Hallelujah. And Satan is defeated. The darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. So I love you. I love you, Satan. Look. I rise and shine up, and when my alarm go off at 3 o'clock, I set my alarm. Before, I never set an alarm. I do set my alarm because I don't want to be late for my 5 o'clock assignment. When the Lord wake me up at 3 o'clock, I don't even think about it. I just hop up. Not because I'm serving him alone. I'm serving him first, but I'm serving you, and I take pleasure in doing so. Thank you for allowing me to do that. Amen. Yesterday, we talked on goodness, and I didn't close with the song I wanted to close. But we're going to close on this song today. Amen. Hallelujah. And everybody have a beautiful day. I love you. Amen.
You are good. And your mercy endures forever. Say it again. You are good. And your mercy endures forever. Now come on. Clap your hands and shout if you believe it tonight. Come on, everybody.
Good and your mercy endureth forever. at those hands high. Come on, bless them now. Say, Lord, you are good.